Tea Party candidates were rebuffed in primaries across the country yesterday. Just ahead, we'll get some analysis on what that may mean. To begin, we're going to hear about a particularly stinging defeat in Mississippi. That's where longtime Republican U.S. Senator Thad Cochran won a hard-fought runoff with State Senator Chris McDaniel. The race was considered a key test of Tea Party strength in the conservative Deep South. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
News that Thad Cochran eked out a victory after a bruising three-week runoff brought jubilation at his victory party in Jackson. The 76-year-old incumbent took the stage, flanked by some of the prominent Mississippi Republicans who'd been working hard to nominate him for his seventh term in the U.S. Senate.
Thank you all for being here to help celebrate our great victory. This is your victory.
He'll now face Democrat Travis Childers, a former congressman, in the fall. Cochran considers yesterday's vote a consensus on what his continued clout means for Mississippi. Cochran finished second in the primary 3 weeks ago, but fought back with a strategy to both energize his base and appeal to other voters, in particular Black Democrats. Mississippi election rules allow anyone to vote in the Republican runoff as long as they didn't cast a ballot in the Democratic primary. The message was that Senator Cochran brings home federal dollars that benefit their communities, money that Chris McDaniel would like to see cut off. Mississippi Congressman Greg Harper says it turned out the vote.
People saw the reasons why they should vote for that.
40,000 more people participated in the runoff than in the primary, and some of the biggest jumps in new voters came from heavily African-American precincts.
My name is Kenesha Graham. I voted for Thad Cochran. I think that he is more in touch with the needs of Mississippi.
Graham, a Hattiesburg voter, is new to Republican politics.
I vote Democrat 100% all the time.
But this time, she was worried Chris McDaniel would cut education funding, so she voted in the GOP runoff.
Today, the conservative movement took a back seat to liberal Democrats in the state of Mississippi.
A defiant Chris McDaniel told supporters in Hattiesburg last night that the fight isn't over yet. We are not prone to surrender, we Mississippians, he said.
Now it's our job to make sure that the sanctity of the vote is upheld. Before this race ends, we have to be absolutely certain that the Republican primary was won by Republican voters.
There's no word today whether McDaniel plans to formally challenge the results. For his supporters, like Catherine Cat Tucker of Hillsdale, Mississippi, the defeat is a major blow.
In my mind, it was a last effort for us to try to save this country. I'm that passionate about it. If Mississippi can't elect a conservative, constitutional, God-fearing man to our Senate, if we can't do that, my question then is, can it be done?
A question Tea Party leaders across the country are asking today. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Hattiesburg, Mississippi.